and welcome to the very first Get Frank podcast. Yes, history is being made right now as I speak and you listen, or rather not. I don't know. It's all up to you. My name's Frankie Ward, and I used to present on a station called Amazing Radio, which is all about new and emerging music. So I thought I'd carry on that passion, keep it going, whatever I do as my day job, and bring more new artists to you. What I'll also be doing every show is bringing you an interview with an artist that I really think that you should know more about and should definitely have a listen to. So later on in the show, I'm going to be talking to the wonderful Vinyl Jacket from Wylam, which is just outside of Newcastle, so you've got that to look forward to. But for now, I'm going to bring you a track from Craig Wasserlow, who I saw perform an excellent acoustic set at Sunderland's Plugged In on the 11th of April. Now, he was playing with Megan Ramsey, who's a 17-year-old singer-songwriter who literally had just played her first gig that night, and also Tom Williams and The Boat. They're just amazing, and they're from kind of what I call my hometown of Kent, so even though that's a county and not even a town. But you know, Kent's a big place, but with very little music coming out of it. So they're doing brilliantly. So yes, go check out Tom Williams and The Boat. But right now, enjoy Craig Wasserlow. This track is called Heroes and Villains.
I could play with sticks and cardboard as if they were a dagger and a sword. I could have moved mountains, but I was just a kid dreaming of superheroes and villains. I could be a robot, a Jedi, a white knight, a dinosaur, all in one day. I could have moved mountains, but I was just a kid. An archer without arrows. I was a cowboy without a horse. I was Superman without Lois Lane. I was Spider-Man without Mary Jane. I was Batman without
to the Get Frank podcast, and you just heard Craig Wasserlow with his track Heroes and Villains. Now, what I love about Craig is he's got a really strong voice, and in fact his voice comes across as even stronger live than it does on record. He properly belts those tunes out, and often he incorporates comic book themes into his music as well. And I'd say if you're a fan of Brand New's acoustic stuff, then definitely give his EP a listen. And it's actually free on Bandcamp. So just Google Craig Wasserlow and you'll be able to find him nice and simply. Now, I mentioned earlier on in the show that later on I'm going to be bringing you an interview I did with Vinyl Jacket. And I went to see them play live with the band Tudor from London and Baskin's Wish, who are a real Northeast favourite. So I thought I'd bring you one of their tracks. Now, they actually give away all of their music for free so far, so I know that you can definitely get this track and more from AmazingTunes.com and certainly from maybe Bandcamp or MySpace. So definitely give more of their back catalogue a listen to, particularly the track In and Out, which is just pop perfection. And that's really what Baskin's Wish do. They do perfectly crafted three and a half minute pop songs with sunny Californian vibes and production that reminds me of Ben Folds, and of course melodies that remind everyone who listens of Weezer. Just absolutely perfect. This is one of my favourite songs by them. It's called Sleepless in Newcastle, and if you didn't hear the name the first time, it's by Baskin's Wish. That was the wonderful Baskin's Wish with their track Sleepless in Newcastle. And if you'd like to see Baskin's Wish play live, then you can. It's quite simple. All you need to do is head down to the British Hotel on the 3rd of May, where they'll be supporting Grandfather Birds and Let's Buy Happiness. I'm definitely going to be there, so if you're going, I will see you there and be sure to say hi. Now, I'm going to actually head back to my old haunt of Birmingham for the next track. It's where I went to uni, and I've got a great deal of interest in some of the bands down there. Bands like the Arcadian Kicks and Tantrums and the Young Runaways. There are some brilliant, brilliant bands coming out of Birmingham. But it hasn't got as much of a scene, as a tight-knit group of musicians, as I'd say that Newcastle has. And hopefully that's something that will change in the future. Now, this band is called The Carpools, and they're the latest signing to Birmingham-based label One Beat Records, which is co-owned by Ian Light and John Brooks, who you might recognise as being the drummer from The Charlatans. Now, the band take inspiration from Talking Heads' LCD Sound System, Later the Pier and The Fall. And I'd also say that this song really makes musical references to Foals and certainly has the same in-your-face and in-your-ears impact. But I'll let you decide that for yourself. However, before you hear the track, if you would like to see the band live, then this might be a date for your diary. They're playing the Zombie Prom at the Rainbow in Birmingham on the 30th of April. Again at the Rainbow, supporting the Kabidis, who have a song on the Xbox advert, apparently. And they're playing One Beat Records' official London label launch. at the Queen of Hoxton in London on the 9th of July. So if you've got your diaries and they go back that far, then definitely mark that one in. But for now, well, just enjoy the song. This is Sand, and it's by the Carpals.
Between your eyes, on this morning bones will bend, a middle ground you recommend. Every time I see you, you look a little older. I'm on track.
From Final Jacket. So I started off by talking to Sam, who is known as the octopus of the band because he kind of plays percussion and keyboards and sings and even plays that little bit and got the badge with the kind of recorder and the push stick, and Ben, who sings and plays guitar. But later on in the other half of the interview, we were joined by Andy, who plays guitar, and we were joined by David, who plays drums. But Jack Dancer, who plays bass, was nowhere to be seen. We don't know where he was. Maybe chatting up the ladies, maybe having a drink, maybe just chilling. Maybe, I don't know, in his own world. But the band were fantastic live, and I'll be playing you a full track of theirs after this. So this is what happened when I met up with them backstage in the other room of the other rooms.
We are literally gate crashing. Sort of the other room, at the other room. I didn't realise there was more than one room.
It's upstairs in digital.
Oh, is it? Yeah. In digital? So this, I thought I recognised this from one very, very drunken evening.
Yeah, there's a leak there as well. Let's get that pipe fixed.
But aside from obviously Sam, plumber and octopus in Vinyl Jacket, we're also joined by Ben.
Hello.
Singer in Vinyl Jacket and occasional guitarist and wooer.
And cabasa
player. Cabasa player. Cabasa player. So this is kind of, this is like the end of the tour for you.
No.
Is this the beginning of the tour?
Yes.
So I was about to say you're fresh from promoting the single Painting Stations, but you're actually in the midst of promoting the single.
If you can call it a tour. I mean, we've got like a few dates across April, which we're calling a tour. It's kind of midway, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going down to, we've got one in Sunderland, a secret one tomorrow.
Mm.
You kept that secret?
I noticed on your MySpace it was an undisclosed location.
Yeah. It's a pretty good location, it's pretty exciting, yeah.
Really, really? Whereabouts can you disclose, seeing as this is going to go out after your secret gig?
It's in the Future Heads practice. It was in the Future Heads practice room.
Is it not their practice room anymore?
No, it is.
Oh.
But, like, are we... Yeah, we were speaking as if we'd done the gig already.
Good.
No, it's tomorrow, but...
It was 2 weeks ago.
But in the world of when this podcast was published, it has already been and gone. Yeah. So how did it go, guys?
It'll have been great.
Really well, actually. Really well.
Really, really,
really
good.
Secret. Was, yeah.
So the video for Painting Stations, 27,000 views on YouTube so far,
yeah,
and counting. Mm. Have you got plans for any more outrageous video promotion?
Yeah, yeah, we have.
Anything you can share with us?
I don't know really. We've got potential. So we've got the next song we definitely want to bring out is nearly finished being recorded, and we are pretty excited by it. But it's just quite difficult to pin a date down for the release, is the only thing, because we want to do another video like we did with the last one, on the back of how well it did and how the kind of attention it gave us. Because we don't really see a point in doing a video, do we, if it's not going to be something that's watchable, something
definitely
that's a bit different.
We want people watching it at least once and telling their friends to watch it.
So is the next single, is that a song that we'll be familiar with, or is that a brand new song we haven't heard yet?
Brand new, really? It's about time, to be honest.
And is this song going to be quite similar to Painting Stations? Are you going completely different?
It's very summery, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to hide away from that.
It's
quite nice, because I think it's like an amalgamation of what we've done so far. It's got like bits and pieces of it's got quite a big chorus again. but yeah, as I say, we haven't put any dates on anything, but we're working on the video.
We just heard a bit of Painting Stations, which is a single that certainly put you on the map. So it was one of the first songs you wrote as a band. What was it about the track that made you think, yep, this is the single?
I've spoken about this recently. We kind of recognised that we wanted to experiment with a more mainstream chorus. Because it's not really as out there as maybe some of our other songs.
And of course you've had exposure on, you know, from Hugh Stevens and Tom Robinson. Mm-hmm. Has that had a noticeable effect on your following?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, especially with the video views, I guess. Like, once we played on Chris Moyle's, the hits went through the roof. On MySpace as well, we were getting hundreds and hundreds of plays a day, and it really helped us. And although we didn't get on the playlist with the Chris Moyle's bit thing, it's great exposure for
us. Built our network of people, which is great for what we're going to do over the summer. And got us a place we couldn't have dreamed really for stage rap.
Did its job.
The website says that each song from the vinyl jacket back catalogue is like a mini festival. So have you got any festival plans for this summer?
We were lucky enough to be invited to play Open Spillers Wharf stage at Evolution Festival, which is pretty cool.
Really looking
forward
to it,
buzzing to find out that.
Yeah.
And we're playing another one called Ignition.
Ignition Festival.
Brand new one for Newcastle.
And apart from that, quite a few
local minor
festivals just around our home part.
And you've got Liverpool Sound City, haven't you?
Some great bands on.
So if you could put together a fantasy festival lineup of local bands or new and emerging acts, who would you put on that bill and why?
From Newcastle.
You know what? Let's start with Newcastle and then we'll go national.
Okay.
Oh, Pilots, definitely. However, Pilots will soon not be the Pilots.
They have to change their name, don't they?
Yeah.
So do we know what they're going to change their name to?
No, we were brainstorming it last night.
We were speaking with them last night.
What do you think they should change their name to?
Did you say it was going to be Pilots with two S's or something?
I said that's what they should do.
There's a few ones.
One rumour was that they were going to change this. Is it Spires?
Which I quite like.
So I'm not sure.
Frankie doesn't like that one.
I'm not sure about Spires, to be honest.
But Pilots, definitely, they're like one of my favourites.
Yeah.
It's such accomplished musicians and just really intelligent music and
good
type.
So you've got Pilots on the vinyl jacket stage.
Yeah.
Two more bands. With you guys headlining.
There's a band from Birmingham called Pandas and People.
Yes, Pandas and People,
and
I know them.
Absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
They're actually from Redditch.
Are they?
Which is just outside Birmingham.
I met the lead singer at the Tom Robinson convention in Dane. and they're recording their album at the moment.
You've got pilots, soon to be named something else, possibly pilots with two S's or spires.
Nah.
And then you've got you guys obviously headlining the bill, so who's that one more band?
Which would be a bit different.
Yeah, we can't say the same old.
I'm looking forward to seeing Two Dogs tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, like, yeah. I've been wanting to be with them for ages. Again, I met Tom when I was down south doing the BBC thing.
Jimmy Big Balls.
One of these bands that you really love, whether they're dead or alive, new and emerging, or totally signed and making millions of dollars, and one of those bands, whoever they are, could cover one of your songs, who would that band be? And which song would they be covering?
That's a toughie, that one.
We all have different favourite all-time
favorite. Well, why don't we go one by one? Kanye West, and what will Kanye West be covering?
He would be covering His Delicate Brain.
That would be wicked.
Lady Gaga? Oh, Katy B, Broken Record.
Oh, that would be so wicked. Well, she's already got a song called Broken Record.
We're
going to
sue her.
We're in the middle of a court case.
We are.
Really?
I think we're winning at the moment. For me, I would want Prince.
Prince?
Yeah, he would do something that got the badge. Remember dancing in the rain.
Favourite artist play Got the Badge, David Cullen?
I would. Being my favourite artist is Jason Mraz. I think you would definitely give it justice.
Bit of guitar,
bit
slappy
of
action. Got the badge. I think actually Frankie Ward should cover a Van Jacket song, but there you go. Finally, just to finish, last summer you declared your ultimate ambition was to be bigger than Jimmy Nail.
Yeah.
Have you succeeded in this ambition yet?
Have we been on our visas in Pet?
No. Have we had something bigger than Crocodile Shoes?
No. Come on, Frankie.
Well, one day, maybe. One day. Well, let me give me a shout when you're bigger than Jimmy Nail.
We will. Will you give me a shout when we're bigger than Jimmy Nail?
I will. I've never watched Alf Weedish and Pet, so why don't you do, I was about to say, do a Newcastle version, but that's a Newcastle show, isn't it?
It is very much.
when you do a Wyland version of Alf Weedish and Pet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think on that note, thank you very much for appearing on the very first Get Frank podcast.
Thank you, Get Frank.
Thanks, Get Frank.
Yeah. Pleasure as always.
Get Frank, everyone. You.
Final jacket, everyone. So final jacket. I think we need we need to clear out the room now because that guy's really angry with us.
Yes. License change, veteran. Your expert hand is hot. Tonight we'll both stay in. I like Olympic flame. And bleach this fall. I'm up on safety since 1904. I waited and we did grow. We're not the same. Stare at our change and we're on with the game. Clutch your suspicion, your skeptical grin. Tried and tested, you're on for a win. Got the badge, got the badge. Got the badge, got the badge. Got the badge. Got the badge, got the badge. Got the badge, got the badge. Got the badge. She was trying to get away. It was so hard. She was trying to get away. He made it so hard. It's retro ice in his headlights. That backless dress, those opaque tights. Touch, earring scratch, beautiful night shouldn't feel so abashed. Got the badge, got the badge, got the badge, got the badge, got the badge. Got the badge, got the badge, got the badge, got the badge, got the badge. She was trying to get away, it was so hard. She was trying to get away, he made it so hard. Viking.
could see through your eyes, maybe you'd feel through my heart. If I could see through your eyes, maybe you'd feel through my
vinyl jacket there with their track Got the Badge. Many thanks to the guys for sparing some time for me on the 16th of April at their single launch, and I believe they're on tour around the UK now. They're going to be playing Liverpool Sound City and loads of other festivals, including Great Escape, and they're even playing at Evolution Festival and Evolution Emerging, so it's going to be a very busy summer for them. The band who filled the second support slot after Baskin's Wish at the Vinyl Jacket single launch was a band called Tudor, who are from London. And they play kind of alternative, electro, poppy, folk music. And they're absolutely fantastic live and also in the studio, as you'll hear from this next track, which is called Toy. podcast, but I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you've got any questions or you'd like to be featured on a future podcast, then please get in touch. My email is frankiepromotes@gmail.com. Couldn't be simpler, really. And also my website is getfrank.co.uk and my Twitter is @getfrank. Now, I wanted to finish the podcast with one of my favourite bands from Newcastle. I saw them at their kind of secret practice room EP launch in Newcastle. And it was great, actually, because you paid £4 on the door. And essentially, you had a free gig because you got a copy of the EP on your way out, which features my favourite Mammal Club track, which is Otter. Now, I thought I'd bring you a remix of my second favourite Mammal Club track, actually, to end the podcast. And the reason being that it's remixed by Mr. Rob Blazy, who is a master's student at Newcastle University. And when I was recording with a band I used to play with called Get Frank, actually, he produced our live EP. And he's lovely, really talented, as you'll hear from this remix. And he's remixed one of my favourite bands, so really, what's not to love? So I guess, hopefully, you'll have a bit of a boogie if you're listening to this on the train. Have a bit of a dance and see if anyone notices. And if they do, take a photo of their face and send it to me. Yeah? Cool. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've been Frankie Ward. This has been the very first Get Frank podcast. And this is Mammal Club, remixed by Rob Blazy, and their track, Put Your Fears in Order. Oh.